Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And if you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are an ambassador for Christ. You're an ambassador. Your citizenship is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, which is located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So that's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. So come and join us. And if you're looking for a church home, let our home be your home. Come and join us, okay? Also, call right now and text your friends and family members. This is a very important message today. So you should call everybody you know, family, friends, and even some of your enemies. Call them and have them to tune in to this very, very important message. You don't want to miss this, and you don't want them to miss it. So have them to call in as soon as you possibly can. Text them now while you're listening, or do something, but contact them and tell them to come in and listen to this particular message, and they will be blessed to hear this. It's a very good message that will help you in your walk with the Lord and help you to be alert to the things that's going on, okay? I'll give you time to call your friends and family. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
it good to be known and loved by the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Praise the Lord, and we're going to get right into our message for today. Father God, we ask and we pray, Lord, we ask that you open the hearts of the people. Help them to see what's going on in this hour. Help us all to be alert, Lord, and more than anything, help us to learn how to hold on to you and not let go in this hour where everything is crazy. In this hour, Lord, help us, teach us, show us how to cling to you, hold on to you, and not let go. In Jesus' holy name, thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This message is entitled America and the Church in Trouble. Repeat, America and the Church in Trouble. Why is America and the Church in trouble with God? There are so many reasons why. And one of them, one of the main reasons, is that America refuses to repent. And many in the church refuse to repent. There are other reasons also. For example, a group that was fighting to have human trafficking offenders to be seriously prosecuted was rejected by the court here in California. Can you believe that? Why would they reject that? One, you know, and it goes on and on. Here's another situation. One president wanted our borders to be closed. Another president wanted our borders to be open. Well, the last president opened our borders, and now people are coming into our country from everywhere, bringing their gods and pagan religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and many, many more, even religions that you've never even heard of. Our country is open for terrorists and terrorist attacks, drug traffickers, gun traffickers, and human traffickers. We're wide open for this. America is moving toward a cashless society also. Have you noticed how hardly any businesses are taking cash now? Everything is electrical or computerized, you know, digital. They want it this way so that they can control your bank account. They will control what you spend. Can you imagine that? They'll control what you spend with your money, okay? For example, if you want to pay your tithes to a mission, you know, overseas or helping a Christian church or giving your tithes, paying your tithes and offerings to the church, well, they can freeze that. And if they don't want you to do that, they can freeze it. They can literally freeze your account whenever they want to. Have you noticed how electric cars are getting more and more popular? That's also for control. They want to be able to track you no matter where you go. And they can just shut your car off. They can shut your car off at any time, anytime they want. Their aim is to control the population by any means necessary, even by death. Those those who they do not kill, those that they don't kill or murder, they'll just keep them under their control. Your life will not be your own. Why is all of these things happening? Why? Because America and many of the churches in America is in sin. I said many of the churches, not all the churches. Now understand me when I say this. I'm not talking about every church in America or every church all over the world, but there are many churches that are in sin. Many in this country, America, which was a land blessed by God, has rejected the Lord, the one true living God, and has accepted and opened themselves up to pagan religions and their demons. You see, demons come along with these pagan religions. Demons like Ashtaroth, Baal, Jezebel, Semiramis, Baphomet, Nimrod, and many, many more. Prince demons come along in our nation. when we open up the door, opening up the doors to these pagan religions is creating portals for demons to enter in. Our nation has accepted witchcraft in its many forms. And believe me, witchcraft has many different forms. And witches, they open the doors to witches and their potions and spells and manipulations, along with Satanism and its many disguises. America embraces killing babies. They embrace fornication of all kinds, making billions off of pornography. Believe me, America is possessed. This country is under the control of these spirits, and so are many of the churches here in America. They're possessed. I know it sounds ugly, but this is true. These who hold a seat, these are those who hold a seat for Satan right in their congregation. Now, they may be doing it unknowingly, not realizing it, but the things that they're doing, they're allowing Satan to be very comfortable in their church. No demon should be comfortable in a church. Demons control many of our leaders here in this country, causing them to lie to the public, which they do every day, deceive the people, a daily thing, even through the media, and covering up their murders and perversions. There are also other nations possessed by Satan as well that's going through the same thing. Nations who hate true believing Christians and all that we stand for. They are Antichrist, and if they hate us, and they do hate us, and Christ, if they hate us, praise the Lord, we had a little technical difficulty. We come against that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems like Satan don't want me to preach this message, but nothing can stop us. So I'm glad some of you hung in there and stayed with me, okay? So here, let's continue and pick this up. You know, there are also other nations, like I said, that's also possessed by Satan as well. And they're going through the same things. These nations, they hate Christians and everything that we stand for. And if they hate us, you know that they hate the Lord Jesus Christ even more. So here's another thing. Here's something else. The people of America must be alert when it comes to AI, and not just in America, but all over the world. Be alert when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence. This is man playing God. We have heard for years that this was coming. There have been movies and television shows about AI that we thought was fictional. Well, guess what? It's reality and it's here. It's machines taking the place of humans. And scientists and technology is trying to make them human, trying to make human robots. They make some of them look so much like humans that you don't know if you are talking to a person or a machine. They are also trying to make humans into human computers by putting computer chips inside their bodies. And you've heard about the computer chip. You've heard about the chips years ago, little nano chips. You've heard of this many years ago. Well, it's here now. This is mixing iron with clay. So that other computers can communicate with humans from inside their bodies. I just saw recently an AI dog, and they have AI dogs now, as well as other types of computerized machinery to replace people. And in this case, replace police dogs. Yes, even dogs are being replaced with AI. Many of you have heard about what's coming up on October 4th, right? In about a couple of weeks or so. It's going to be on October 4th. Now, this is what I've been hearing, and you may have heard this too. On October 4th at about 11 a.m., somewhere between 11 and 12 of this year, how the government is going to do something to your cell phones, television, and whatever device you may have. They are going to send out signals. Some say that you should turn off your computers, TVs, and cell phones during that time. We are going to see some strange things in the coming year. So be alert. Satan is truly moving mankind to destroy the DNA of man. He's truly moving mankind to destroy the DNA of man by mixing the DNA of animals and people. They're doing this right now. People and machines, and mixing different species of animals with other species of animals. This is how they started off. And all of that, they've been doing this for quite a while now. They will not stop. They will not stop until they have created a mixture of man and beast. Satan wants to destroy those who have God's incorruptible seed in them. And you know what? That's something that's impossible for him to do. But don't you let him do that. We can't give in and let him do it. Hold on to what God has planted or placed within you. Keep in mind that God gave us the incorruptible seed, and it cannot be destroyed because that incorruptible seed is Jesus Christ in you. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This government is also allowing the COVID vaccine to be given to kids 6 months and up. This COVID vaccination that they know has deadly side effects like myocarditis, which is a common side effect of the COVID vaccine. But they don't tell you of this side effect because they don't want to scare the parents when giving it to their children. And they don't want to scare the public for fear that no one will want to take this vaccine. Myocarditis is inflammation. It's inflammation of the middle layer of the heart wall caused by a viral infection. A severe case can weaken the heart, which can lead to heart failure, abnormal heartbeat, and sudden death. This is the common side effect for this injection. That's why many people are refusing it. The church must repent also. I'm just going to keep going because here's some other things. We covered America, but the church must repent also. Example, in Detroit, pastors have to be careful with certain words or phrases that they use that may be against the LGBTQ community, or they could be put in jail or prison. Now, this is supposed to happen this month in Detroit, Michigan. And the bad part about it is that the pastor will not know what not to say because they won't tell them what not to say until they say it. Then they get arrested. Now, this is supposed to have started this month in September. So I'm not sure. Hopefully some people are fighting against that, but it was supposed to start this month. Christians speaking up for the LGBTQ community. The first lady of a popular pastor, recording artist, and entertainer was getting all over Christians who make a stand against homosexuality. She was speaking against those Christians who made a stand. Well, I'm confused. Aren't we supposed to stand up for God's truth? Even a pastor in Atlanta is trying to get other pastors to accept homosexuality. You see, in situations like that, it's because they must have a lot of homosexuals in their ministry, and they're afraid to offend them. So they're speaking out for those that's in their ministry. Anyway, here's the thing. We do not hate homosexuals. If a homosexual person comes to our church and they want Jesus, Christians, it's your job to give them Jesus. But they have to really want Jesus. They have to really want and be willing to change their lifestyles. Otherwise, it's no use. If you keep that door open of homosexuality, you keep those spirits on you, and you will continue to be tormented by that. But if you really want Jesus, Christians, give them Jesus in love. Give them Jesus in love. Now, that don't mean support their homosexuality or condone it. You preach Jesus Christ to them. You see, it's bad also for Christians to get caught up in witchcraft, Satanism, Wicca, Freemasonry, and many other ungodly religions and their practices. People in the world go after these things because they don't know the living God. Yet many Christians go to psychics and mediums. What are you doing that for? They go get acupuncture. They have their palms read, look into crystals, dabble with Ouija boards, divine rods. They read tarot cards. And believe it or not, there are Christian women who will cast a spell on a man just to get them to fall in love with them. Many Christians will allow, and when I say that, I know what I'm talking about because I know some women that did that. So many Christians will allow themselves to get hypnotized. Many Christians, they allow themselves to get hypnotized, and they love yoga, not realizing that they're conjuring up demons with every pose. And they get into necromancy, which means they pray or talk to their dead ancestors, or they will go and have seances. You're not to do that. Don't talk to the dead. The dead is dead. There are so many Christians today who take on the ways of the world and call upon their gods, the gods of the world. Christians, be very careful. Very, very careful. America and the church is destined for punishment and for the wrath of God. These leaders of America is going to find themselves having enemy troops, foreign troops on our American soil if we don't repent. This is a punishment for Americans for allowing evil in the land. Many people have seen this in visions. In visions and dreams, including myself, my wife, and an elder of our church, and many other people. You can look it up on the internet. It is at least 50 people who have seen this happening. I said at least because there's a lot more. It is a harbinger, a warning. When the Lord is showing these people destruction coming to America, it's a warning. It's a harbinger, a warning. They saw it in dreams and visions, and I saw it in dreams and visions as well. And that's why it's being said. It's why it's being talked about, because it's a warning for God's people. It is written that these evil things will happen. Evil things will happen. How soon? Well, I don't know. But it is written that it will happen. A lot of it is happening right now under our nose, but it's going to increase. Revelation chapter 6, verse 4, then another horse went forth. It was bright red, and its rider was granted permission to take away peace from the earth and to make men slay one another. And he was given a great sword. You see, we see a little, like I said, of this right now, but just watch. The evil is going to increase. When a nation or a people, even God's people, do not repent and turn completely to the Lord God, the one and only true living God, creator of all things, well, God will send their enemies against them, as it is written in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 22 through 24. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country. Many of Israel's enemies came from the north, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. You see, America, if we don't repent, a great nation will come upon us, even our enemies, right on American soil. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. We looked for peace, but no good came. and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. This is the time that we are to hold on to the Lord with all of our faith, with all of our strength, and trust in him completely with much prayer, praise, and worship. We must truly believe in the Lord. Psalm 27, verses 1, 2, and 3, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We call him Savior, and now we must believe that he is truly our Savior and that he will show himself strong. So don't be fearful or discouraged. These things must happen. As it is written in Matthew 24, verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. And aren't we hearing of wars and rumors of wars? Well, that don't mean that it has to happen. I mean, those wars and rumors of wars are happening, but this country don't have to be destroyed. We can return to the Lord, and he will save us. He is our deliverer, as it is written in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. If God's people would truly repent and call on the name of the Lord, we could actually turn this whole thing around and save our country. As it is written in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The Lord said, if my people, he's talking about us, Christians, all we have to do is repent and call on his name, humble ourselves and seek his face, his literal face, and this whole thing can be turned around. God will not destroy the land if he can find a remnant of righteous Christian people that he can use. As Abraham asked the Lord in Genesis 18:32, and he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this once. Peradventure, or perhaps 10 shall be found there. He's talking about in Sodom and Gomorrah, if he find 10 righteous people. And God said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. God would have hearkened to the voice of righteous Abraham had he found 10 righteous people in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. But there wasn't any righteous, so they had to be destroyed. But let it not be so with us. Let us be the righteous ones in this hour and call on the name of the Lord so that our nation will be spared. I have heard many people having dreams and visions about destruction coming to Los Angeles or America, including my sister-in-law and many others, as I stated earlier. I have had dreams and visions of Los Angeles being destroyed or on the verge of being destroyed. But I also had a dream about Los Angeles being renewed and beautiful. I had a dream about a white tornado, and what happened after my dream was really strange. Let me read this scripture, Nahum chapter 1, verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in whirlwind and storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. I remember in this dream being in a duplex or a fourplex. It was the house, because we were on the second floor. And someone lived right next to us, and someone was below us. So it was basically a fourplex. I had the understanding in my dream that my wife, that Tusila, my wife, and I lived there. in this fourplex. I looked out of the window and began to notice that the wind started to blow outside. It was mild at first, and then it got strong. Then the wind entered into the house and began to blow all in and throughout the house. I looked out of the window, and it seemed like this wind had jumped another level. The wind was blowing outside so strong that it looked like a hurricane. I saw palm trees leaning over, way over, from the force of the wind. I wasn't afraid, but I was concerned, wondering, what can we do? Then I could see a tornado coming. It was a white tornado, and it was heading right for us. And all of a sudden, it was on us, and I couldn't believe it. I thought to myself, we are right in the midst of a tornado, almost as though I couldn't believe it. But we were right there, caught up in a tornado. The wind from the tornado was powerful and strong on the outside of the house. My wife and I fell to the floor on our stomachs, and I don't know why, because no sign of danger was actually in the house. But I remember many thoughts were going through my mind, like, what shall we do? But there was nothing we could do. My thoughts continued. Should we go downstairs and get under the car in the garage? Then I said, no, we can't, I said, no, because the tornado could blow the car away. I said, either in my mind or audibly, in my dream, that California wasn't built for tornadoes. I remember saying that. California wasn't built for tornadoes, meaning the houses here aren't necessarily built for tornadoes like back east. Houses back east always had basements. The tornado took the house or duplex that we were in into the sky. Still, I was not afraid but concerned, not quite understanding all of this. I just couldn't believe that we are in California in the midst of a serious tornado. The entire house was caught up into the center of the tornado, but the house wasn't spinning. It was still. And as the wind was circling the house very fast on the outside, but nothing seemed to be disturbed or falling apart or anything wasting or falling on the floor or turning over on the inside of the house. The inside of the house was still, yet the wind was still blowing inside the house. It was a mild wind, but the outside was very powerful. I could see colors as I looked outside of the window. While the house was still in the very center of this tornado, and while in the actual center of the tornado, I saw rings of colors, red, blue, and so on, that circled the outside of the house within the whirlwind of the tornado. The colors were inside the wind. They looked like laser lights and swirling like a ring around the outside of the house with the house in the middle. And still, the house was not twirling or spinning. The wind was clear. The wind was clean. There was absolutely no dirt, no houses or animals or people or cars flying in the air, no buildings being destroyed. It was nothing at all like a normal tornado, although everything about it looked like a tornado. We were lifted up by this tornado, but remaining in the very center of it. And I couldn't tell when we were actually put down, when the tornado actually set us down. I couldn't tell when that happened. All I remember is while we were up in the air in the center of this tornado, that all of a sudden it was over. My wife and I found ourselves outside of the house. We were on a beautiful beach with houses and shops and stores all around. and mountains and houses leading up to the mountain, and even at the base of the mountain, houses stretched out to the edge of the beach, close to the ocean. Even our house that we were in, was located right on the beach, as though we now live there with the other buildings around. The whole place looked like a resort, a place of tourists. There were people walking as though they were shopping and on vacation, just looking at the sights. This is where we were. We got there by the Holy Spirit. We were supernaturally transported there, but it was as if it was our new neighborhood. The place was beautiful. My wife and I were standing with some people on the beach just talking, just, you know, hanging out, kicking it. And then I looked over to my far right, almost behind me, and I saw the white tornado leaving, going across a flat part of the land with houses in its path, headed for a mountain as though it was going on the other side of the mountain. I saw it connect to the clouds in the sky like a regular tornado would. But the cloud in the sky was white and clean. The cloud in the sky was connected to the tornado, and the tornado was white and clean. There was no dirt, nor was there any destruction. It was a white tornado that had the appearance of a cloud. But it was a real tornado in my dream. It was a whirlwind. That's when I really noticed it. The bottom of this tornado looked as though it should have caused a lot of damage to the houses and buildings below. You know, like when a real tornado touches the ground and destroys everything in its path. But this one did not destroy anything. This was a spiritual tornado. It came from the north, and when it left, it went back toward the north. I saw it as it went over the mountain, as though it had to go to another area. It was like it completed its work here and had to move on. And I remember saying, I can't believe we had a tornado in Los Angeles. And I'm just not talking about a little small tornado. This was a big tornado, and I just couldn't believe it. We were actually in Los Angeles, and it was beautiful and tropical. When the tornado left, it left everything beautiful and clean, with a good feeling in the air, a feeling of joy, of happiness. The sun was shining bright, and it was a very, very clear day. It wasn't windy or cold or too hot. It was perfect weather, and the place where we were was beautiful. One of the mountains that was closest to us stretched to the beach and to the edge of the sea, with buildings, houses, and stores leading up to the mountain. It really looked like a resort in an area that had lots of money. It looked fresh and new. It was beautiful. And I remember saying, look, and look, it's a beautiful day. I remember saying this in my dream. After this dream, understand, after the dream, I remember the next couple of days, it was very windy outside around my house and at my job. I remember that after the wind had settled a little while I was at work, I was talking to my wife on the phone outside in the back of the building where I worked near the parking lot. I was on my break, and I always walked around outside on my breaks, and I was talking to my wife. She was, of course, ministering to me things and talking about the things of the Lord, as usual. And while she was talking, I looked in the sky and saw where the exhaust of an airplane crossed over a long cloud. Now, you know, you don't usually see a long cloud, but it crossed over a long cloud and formed a big cross in the sky. I could see it at a long distance away. And from where I was looking, it looked as though it was standing upright in the sky. It was a clear picture of the cross. both the cloud and the exhaust from the plane started to quickly move across the sky, but it never lost its formation as a cross, as it moved still with the appearance of standing upright. It looked like it was standing upright. It kept the form of the cross starting from a long distance away until it laid flat over my head up in the sky. It literally filled the sky. Now, keep in mind, this wasn't a dream. This was real. This actually happened. I noticed that the bottom part of the cloud, or the trunk of it, was long with the appearance of the tornado I saw in my dream. The cross was toward the north when I first saw it, but it was moving. But it was moving. It almost looked as if it was straight up and down in the sky, just straight up and down, but it wasn't. It was still at a distance, but not too far away. I spoke with my wife a little longer and was walking around outside. I was in the back of the building at my job when I saw this cross toward the north. But by the time I had walked around to the front of the building, the cross had stretched across the whole sky right over my head, and still it never lost its form. It was a cross right over my head. It had laid down over my head, no longer looking as though it was upright, but now laying down in the sky right over me. The bottom part of the cloud still kept the appearance of the tornado in my dream. It looked like a white tornado that stretched across the sky, and I actually saw this cross in the sky just a couple of days after my dream of a white tornado. So what does all this mean? I believe a great wind is coming, a whirlwind, a great white tornado, but it is coming to set things in order. It is coming to restore. And although in my dream I saw the whirlwind, in reality, I saw the cross in the sky. I saw the cross in the sky, literally. Both were coming from the north. It is written that many of the enemies of Israel came from the north. Even God himself caused the enemies of Israel to come from the north. Yet sometimes God himself comes from the north and not as an enemy. Job 37, verse 22, out of the north comes golden splendor. Around God is awesome majesty. This whirlwind blessing will be a little scary at first, because this move of God is going to be great and suddenly upon us. We will be able to feel and have a sense that the Holy Spirit is about to move as we begin to feel him stirring up our spirits and putting us in a place of expectancy, and then bang, it will be right upon us, just as the scripture says, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. He will suddenly be in us and on us and around us, for we are his temple, and we will be in the flow of it. This that I have told you is a warning to prepare yourself for what is to come. And all the things I've talked about, it depends on if America and Christians repent. If not, then all the evil things that I have seen in other dreams and heard from other people will come upon our great nation. Some of you may not believe a lot of what I'm saying right now. Just remember this. God always gives us warnings before he does anything, be it good or bad. As it is written in Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he revealeth his secret, continually reveal his secret unto his servants, the prophets. God tells his prophets so that they can tell the people, so that the people can prepare and repent. Keep in mind that the end doesn't come until the true gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a witness that God is real and Jesus is truly the Lord. He is truly Lord. We must preach the gospel that Jesus preached with Holy Spirit and firepower. Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Then shall the kingdom of God be established on this earth forever. Hallelujah. What the world need right now, the world need is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who the world need. We really need the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, Christians, America, repent. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, world, if you're listening to me from any other country, repent, call on the name of the living God. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Call on him. Call on the name of the Lord so that you can be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't stress it enough. We have to do this. We have to. Can you imagine if the entire world believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? We would have the kingdom of God upon this earth right now. They truly, truly believed. So pray and just, worship the Lord. Give your heart to him. Hold on to him because you're going to need him in the days to come when you see some of the things that's coming to pass in this hour. When you see these things with your own eyes, and fear will probably fill your heart. Well, I say, fear not. Just call on the name of the living God. And those who call upon his name with a sincere heart, full of faith and love, he will hear them and he will take care of you. He will take care of you. So make sure that you call on the name of the living God. Call on him. Repent. All of us, we have to repent and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's a song that I wrote years ago, and it surely fits today. It's called If the World Believe. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro, searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world within, in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It's us with their decree. It's the world within, everybody now.
That's come down from the throne of God, so man.
Listening to UCA Radio, where you will hear music and a message. God bless you all. Do something nice and kind for somebody this week. And if the opportunity leads you, preach the word of God to someone. Okay? Bye-bye. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.